Another leadership is coming to an end, this one in Queensland, as Peter Beattie prepares to officially hand over the reins to the state's first female premier. Anna Bligh will become the state's 28th leader when she is sworn in by Queensland's governor tomorrow. But how much do Queenslanders really know about the woman who's set to lead their state? What we do know is that she's from Labor's socialist left, a known reformer, and already she's being dubbed Captain Bligh. Hans Mick reports.
It was always a sure thing, but this morning in Brisbane, Anna Bligh's Labor colleagues officially elected her Queensland's new Premier designate.
This morning, I unanimously elected Anna Bligh as the Labor leader and Premier designate.
I am very grateful for the support of my colleagues. As I've said to them, our task now is to work very, very hard over the next 2 years to earn this respect, their support, and the votes of the Queensland public. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ms Bligh was earmarked as a potential leader early in her career, and her star was quickly on the rise. In 2001, she became Queensland's first woman education minister. It was a time when the school system was undergoing major changes, including the starting age, finishing age and the senior certificate, and Ms Bligh was going to have to ruffle feathers. Mike Byrne from the Catholic Education Commission says she had a very pleasant manner, but she was clearly a strong minister.
She could be direct. She argued her point of view very clearly. We found that she would listen and always respect our point of view. At the end, you have to make a decision, and she was decisive at the same time. She was very much a hands-on minister. She got out into the school sector. She consulted widely. And when she was introducing reforms, we found that she spoke to us, and we always appreciated that, even though at times there were challenging moments.
A former media advisor says Ms Bligh wasn't always sure that soaring the political heights was what she wanted, but that uncertainty began to change on a trip to New Zealand in 2000. After watching Prime Minister Helen Clark in Parliament in Wellington, Ms Bligh came to realise there was more than one way to lead and that she could do things her way. Queensland's outgoing Premier, Peter Beattie, was foremost among those who noticed Anna Bligh's talents. He began mentoring the rising star in the 1990s.
Look, I forgot when it started, to be honest. I saw her when we were in opposition many years ago as a very talented young woman. And she's demonstrated since that not only is she a talented young woman, that she's got the capacity and she's got the determination to be not only a very good senior minister, but to be a premier. But look, I sit around the cabinet table, or used to. You know who has the depth and the quality to be a leader. And she's very much in that category. She will be a very good premier, better than me.
Mr Beattie says his successor has the right combination of professional skills and the personal touch.
She's thoughtful. She's perceptive and she's sensitive to how people feel and she treats people properly. It's not a bad combination for a leader. As well as that, she was a good treasurer. She was able to sit down, get across the detail and get across it quickly. She can read a brief, pick it up, understand it and then work through that detail to make a decision. And what she wants is what any leader should want, and that is outcomes. And she wants outcomes and she wants to get on with it. Her only sin, I suspect, is being a little bit impatient to get results. Now, that's a good thing. Good thing.
Ms Bligh has already said she won't be the media tart Mr Beattie has been during his reign, and he agrees that'll probably be the case.
She is humble. She's obviously a lot more humble than me. And she is unassuming, and I think that's really important, to keep your feet on the ground and just remember where you come from. Well, yes, she is a very humble, straightforward human being.
As treasurer of a booming Queensland since early last year, Ms Bligh earned the respect of commerce and industry, and business groups now say they look forward to working with an entrepreneurial Bligh government. Beatrice Booth is the president of Commerce Queensland.
Because Anna is a more open and understanding person than the previous premier, with whom, as you know, when we speak for our members, we speak totally without fear or favour. We say exactly what our members are asking us to say. And we, as I say, we're sure that Anna will have a more affable understanding of how business works.
Earlier this year, Anna Bligh spoke to ABC TV about her readiness for Queensland's top job.
I'm not sure that anybody, is ever ready
for the next big challenge in their life, you just do what you can to meet the expectations and the responsibilities that you have.
With two sons, Ms. Bly has singled out her family life as the guiding force in her political career.
When people ask me questions like, oh, how do you cope with, you know, the realities of public life, I have to say that, you know, the challenges of parenthood for me have probably been some of the biggest challenges in my life. You know, the reality of being responsible for young lives and the really tough decisions that, you know, my husband and I have to make all the time. Sometimes the decision I've made at 7 o'clock in the morning about, you know, whether my son can go to a party on the weekend is the toughest thing I'll do all day. You know, they're really hard things to grapple with. But they teach you a lot about making good decisions and how to negotiate. And, you know, so for me, you know, there is a very, very strong part of who I am. Those three men in my life who are, you know, very, very central to everything I do.
That's Queensland's soon-to-be Premier, Anna Bligh.